This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
So this is your match preview for our team, Wolverhampton Wanderers, travelling to the champions, Manchester City. And we're doing this from the fantastic people at Leymore Windows. So in this video, we're going to be looking ahead, obviously, to a very important game against the champions, Man City. Can Wolves take points off them to make this title race go right down to the line? We're going to be looking at stats, facts, team news, our thoughts, score prediction, and, of course, the views of my dad, Magic Moss. The first meeting between Wolves and Manchester City happened in Division 1 way back in 1899 and Hyde Road, and the score was 1-1. The first meetings of the two sides in the Premier League was on the 4th of October 2003, and Wolves actually won that game 1-0. In the Premier League, Wolves and Manchester City have met 19 times. Wolves winning 5, there's been 2 draws, and Manchester City winning 12. So the overall head-to-head stats across all competitions, they've played 129 times. Wolves have won 50, Manchester City have won 54, and the rest have been draws. So it's a lot closer, actually. So let's hope we can get one back this weekend. So Wolves and Manchester City have played each other 10 times at the Etihad Stadium. And as we're playing at the Etihad Stadium, I thought it was very important to look at the stats for that. Wolves have only won one occasion. Can you tell me who scored 2 goals on that one occasion? We've also drawn 1 and lost the rest. Hopefully we can change that the weekend and at least get a point. So before I come back with my thoughts ahead of the game on what's going to happen and score prediction, let's go over and see what my dad, Magic Moss, has to say about this one. So we're here with Magic Moss, and guess who's back?
He's absolutely got over the moon.
It's Derek. We won against Luton, and Derek, the fair weather fan.
He's over the moon.
Where's he been, Dad? He went to Ayanapa, didn't he?
Yeah, he went for a holiday, I think, somewhere.
Been raving. Anyway, Dad, you and Derek now looking ahead to facing the champions at the Etihad Stadium, Manchester City. What's your thoughts about that?
Have a guess. Why not?
Have a guess. What is it going to be, Dad?
2-0.
You're going to go 2-0 too?
Yeah, it's 11 men against 11, and if Wolves can get it, we beat them last time, don't
Does
we?
Derek agree?
Yeah, oh, he's over the moon. He wants to run now, he says.
He wants to run. He wants to take him over the park.
He's absolutely over the moon, he says, David.
Well, he looks
hello,
excited.
David, he says.
Well, hello, world. Hello, everyone out there.
Everyone over there, he said he's magic.
Anyway, it's good to have him back. I have been a bit worried about him, to be honest. I think everyone's been worried.
He's been a bit upset, but he's okay now.
Well, he went raving in Ayanapa, so, he's back anyway. What song are you going to sing for us
today?
Yeah,
what we're just singing.
Everyone loves your songs.
I'm going to sing me up my favourite one, if I can remember the words.
Go on then, Dad.
I'm not good looking.
I don't know, a few people would disagree with that, Dad.
Don't put me on because they'll get it right, right?
Okay.
I'm not good looking. I'm not too smart. But when I try to love a girl, they laugh at me and run. Don't laugh at me, cause I'm a fool. I know it's true, yes, I'm a fool. No one seems to care, I'd give the world to share. My life.
I'm not sure that bit was very good.
Who really loves me. I see them all falling in love. But my lucky star shines up above. Someday maybe the stars will shine on me. Don't laugh at me, cause I'm a fool. Wolves are gonna win 2-0. Who sang that song? Great Norman Wisdom. Wisdom. Absolutely brilliant.
And who's gonna get the goals for Wolves this weekend, Dad?
We'll have Wang, go on.
Wang and
Kuna.
You got it right.
Well done.
Absolutely love you lots, Dad.
Yeah, look after yourself. Always Wolves, David.
Always Wolves. So hopefully my dad, as always, has put a smile on your face. Going to get on to my score prediction and thoughts ahead of this one. But first, I wanted to show you around, obviously, Lee Moore Windows. We always do them as our man of the match. Fantastic company, established over 40 years. Probably the biggest window and door showroom in the Midlands. And really, really friendly people. Ahead of the game, it's Wolves against Manchester City, isn't it? You know, the champions. You know, they're going to be massive, massive favourites. But this is Wolves. We've done the double over Tottenham. We've done the double over Chelsea. I'm not going to say that we're going to do the double over Man City, but we can take a point. I'm going to go with a 1-1, and it's going to make that Premier League title chase go right down to the line. So 1-1 from me. We will, of course, have the Gary O'Neill press conference coming up straight away on Friday. And, I will put the link to Lee Moore Windows in the description if you want to check out their website as well. But if you're looking for your windows, doors or conservatories, there ain't no better place to come than Lee Moore Windows. Until the next one, always Wolves.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.